Shalom, and welcome to this week's Listener's Testimony. And we invite you to share your testimony, your witness, your praise reports, whatever you have that you would like to share with people. Please send it to me, paul@inspiredfaith.org. Keep it to about a one and a half page Word document size if you can. And we will record it, and we will read it for the public to hear, because what you have to say may save a life. And this week we're reading one we got from Sherry out near Chicago. And this is what she has to say. She says, "Shalom, y'all." I didn't know Chicago was in the South. She says, "This is very important. Last night I watched a movie called The Johnstown Flood. It was a documentary on the May 31st, 1889 flood that took the lives of 2,200 people, as well as completely erasing several towns, including Jamestown, Pennsylvania. Upstream from Johnstown was a dam which originally was structurally sound, capable dam, and there were two issues that contributed to the loss of life. First, over time, as repairs were necessary, they added unsuitable materials such as hay and manure to the dam. Additionally, they removed steel pipes that were for allowing surcharge waters to flow through to relieve pressure against the dam, and they sold this metal for scrap. Second, during the storm that caused the rising waters against the dam, people noticed the dam was failing. And while some worked to reinforce the dam, too little, too late, others ran to the towns downstream to warn the residents about the failing dam. There had been a lot of discussion through the years about the inevitable collapse of the dam, but nothing had ever come about. So the people ignored the warnings. The few people who did heed the warnings were mocked and called cowards by the residents who refused to take cover. Hours later, the dam gave way. The forceful rush of water came smashing against houses, trains, barns, cattle, men, women, children, babies. Those who managed to float on debris were smashed against other objects and rendered unconscious, only to drown. At one point, the wall of water came upon a bridge and completely wiped it away. And a little further down, it came upon another bridge, and this bridge didn't hold the water back, but it stopped the flow of the houses, trains, cattle, and people. As one thing after another impacted the bridge, slamming against what was already there, oil leaking from a train caught fire, and all that was trapped against the bridge became burning. People were being whisked downriver and being slammed straight into an inferno, burning to death. In Luke chapter 13, Yeshua tells about 18 people who perished when the tower in Siloam fell and killed them. He asked them, "Do you think they were worse sinners than all men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will perish likewise." The story of the Johnstown flood is a picture of the end days on a small scale. It has numerous warnings that we have to repent. The dam is the word of God. The first thing that people are doing wrong is adding to and subtracting from the what the word says, just as they did to the dam with manure and hay. People are doing what is right in their own sight and not doing what is right in the sight of Yahweh. How do we know what is right or wrong in His sight? Read the Bible, all of it. He is very thorough about telling us exactly how we should live so that we shall live and not die. The second thing that people are doing wrong is ignoring the warning cries of those who are screaming to wake up and repent. Since the time of Christ, each generation has thought that the wrath of Yahweh was imminent. Here we are today, still here. So why should we be concerned? We should be concerned because we should be observing the times around us. Yeshua told us that the end of days would be like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, like the wickedness in the days of Noah. Look at the blatant homosexual lifestyle, not only tolerated, but given spotlights in schools and on TV and given special rights. Look at the depraved content on public TV stations. Look at the billboards, magazine covers, listen to the radio, and on and on and on. We are also told that these days would be when Jerusalem would be divided and people are crying peace and the such, and look at the peace negotiations over the city of Israel. There are many other signs which are all evident today. There are many watchmen warning, but people are not listening. Once the judgment on the world pours out, it will be too late to do anything. Everything will happen quickly, just like the wall of water of the Johnstown flood. Have you read the book of Revelation? It's pretty terrible to conceive. It is possible for it not to happen, but only if his people repent. Notice I didn't say the world. He only is concerned with his people right now. What is my proof that he would relent from his plans for judgment of the earth? One example is the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. First, he promised Abraham he wouldn't destroy the city if there were just 10 righteous people living there. Will he find 10 righteous people in a city now? Second, in the same story, he spared those who at least heeded his warning. But when Lot tried to gather his extended family, they refused to listen. Third, destruction was decreed against Nineveh as delivered by Jonah. The people heeded warning, repented, fasted, and prayed, and he spared them. The generation living 100 years later refused to repent, and they were completely destroyed. Israel refused to listen to her prophets and repent, and she was destroyed and exiled. There is story after story showing that when people repented, God extended his mercy and salvation. When they refused to repent, they were destroyed. He will not endure our wickedness forever. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by name, my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive them their sin and heal their land. Notice this verse is not directed to the world, but to his people. If you are a follower of Christ Messiah, you have been grafted into his people. Right now, his people are following wicked ways because they are not his ways. Examine yourself. Are you doing things that his word says not to do? Are you not doing things that his word says to do? Are you doing things that you don't even know why you're doing them? Have you mingled what is unclean with what is holy? He is not tolerant of mixtures. Read the letters to the churches in the book of Revelation. These are his people. Yet look how much most of them are missing the mark. Please do not conclude too quickly that you are of the congregation that is doing what is pleasing to God. Please pray and invite God to search your heart to see if there be any wicked way. And read his word, which is sharp and exacting. Let God do his surgery and make you into the servant he desires, pure and set apart. Please seek his face and repent before it is too late. Jonah 3:5 says, so the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth, from the greatest to the least. Then word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd or flock, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we may not perish? Then God saw their works and they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. Shalom b'shem Yeshua minatzeret. Your sister Sherry. Hallelujah. What a very, very good testimony. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Sherry. Thank you so much. Tune in again next week at this same time to hear a listener's testimony. And we ask you, please do this. What did I just ask you to please do? Send us your testimony, yes. Send us your testimony, and we thank you so much for listening. God bless you.